Hello everyone, it's Tom here with another audio walk from Open Country. Today you join me with my photographer's flat cap on. For those of you that don't know, as well as working for Open Country, I also teach photography. So I've come to a place that I've got to know rather well over the last few years, just through a photography perspective. It's one of those places where I will often just come whenever I get the chance with my camera, no matter what the weather's like, because it's just so atmospheric and you're almost guaranteed a good shot every time you come, as I say, no matter what the weather is doing. Today it's a bit of an overcast day, although the afternoon is pushing on and there's a lovely orange glow just above the horizon to the west of me. The place where I am is a place called Norrod Edge, which sits on a wooded hillside above the Washburn Valley, just outside the town of Otley in West Yorkshire. I think that this walk is going to put my descriptive skills well and truly to the test, because there is a distinctive feeling that you get in this place that, to be honest, I don't think I've found anywhere else. So, as I say, it'll be a test of my descriptive skills to try and get that across to you. I have brought my camera with me. I'm going to see if I can find a few shots that I'm going to describe to you along the way. But that's not going to be at the detriment to ignore all the usual things that we'd be looking out for, and also listening out for, and using our noses to find as well, in true audio walk fashion. So I'm going to set off along what is a very muddy path and see what we can find along the way. I've not really got a planned route. When I go out with my camera, I usually try and let the landscape draw me rather than me drawing a route on the landscape, because I often find that way you find much more interesting things. I have got a map with me though, so don't worry, we won't get lost. And I do know this place like the back of my hand as well. So you're very welcome to join me, and I look forward to having you keeping me company on this photo audio walk here at Norrod Edge. Before we delve deeper into this forest and our photography as well, I'd just like to give you a brief overview of what Norrod Edge is all about. It's a densely packed area of coniferous woodland, which means very tall, quite leggy trees, all with pine needles, a lot of which are shed at this time of the year. You often think of pine trees as being evergreens, but a lot of the trees around this area shed their needles, so you often get this carpet of yellowy, orangey, brown pine needles that we'll be walking over as we go through this walk. It also shows the life cycle of this sort of woodland as well, where you've got very new trees, quite small, but rich in undergrowth. As I look in front of me now, we've got this sea of orangey, brown bracken, which of course in the summer months would be vibrant green. And then as you get deeper into the forest, you find that the trees are so densely packed, you don't get any undergrowth at all. It's just this sea of pine needles, and they almost get so densely packed, you often think that the sun's gone down as well. It gets really dark, which I'm sure we'll experience on this walk as we venture deeper into the woodland. The wildlife here as well is quite rich and diverse. You may be able to hear various different types of birds in the background, from pheasants to crows to little smaller birds like chaffinches, great tits, and other birds that make the forest their home. When I was here the other week, I also saw a roe deer skipping through the trees. So, you never know, if our luck's in, we might just be able to see it. This next section of the walk actually takes us out of the forested area for a bit and into open farmland. The field that we're walking through at the moment is quite boggy underfoot, and it's rich in various different sorts of grasses of different colours and textures. It's also crisscrossed with these walls, dry stone walls, that are tumbling down in various different places, obviously haven't been cared for in a long time. And around a lonely tree to my right hand side, there's the remains of what looks like an old barn. I've actually got fantastic views from this vantage point. I can see the top of Bridgewater Place, which is in the centre of Leeds, and then a bit closer is the ridge of Otley Shevin, which is silhouetted against the lightish yellowy orange of the sunset behind. And there's this, just this white dot that I can make out on the hillside, which is what is called the Otley Shevin White House, where there's a little cafe and education centre. Closer still, I've also mentioned the atmospheric nature of this place. There's a billowing pyre of smoke just climbing into the air from a farm in the valley. And then closer still, I've just got this rich glow of orange from some of the newer sapling trees before we hit the line of the dense woodland. Then behind me, on top of Norrod Edge, is the Norrod Edge Communications Tower, which is a metallic structure which stretches high into the sky. On misty, low cloudy days, it often disappears into the mist, and although today is quite overcast, you can still very much see the top. So that just gives you a feeling of the area where we are now, and a feeling that is going to be very different to what we're about to experience. So let's head deeper into this magnificent forest and see if we can find some atmospheric photogenic scenes we might be able to take some photographs of. We're now deep in the forest, in what is one of my favourite places, not just in this location, but in the whole of the world. It is so silent, you feel like you could be the only person in the world. I'm in this magnificent clearing in the trees. Surrounding me is this dense coniferous forest, which is just basically monotone. It's brown, very dark brown. Like I explained earlier on, it feels almost like the sun's already gone down, apart from this one area where I am. Because there's a gap in the trees above me, it's allowed for some undergrowth to come through, in particular moss, because the floor in this forest is quite damp, because the roots of the trees, the way that they grow into the soil, they hold quite a lot of surface moisture. So this moss has developed just in this one little packet of woodland, just surrounded by this otherwise very monotone browny colour. And this is just one of the things that I will always look out for when I'm out with my camera. Just a pocket of something different. I won't often go for those pretty views that a lot of people, I suppose, associate with landscape photography. I'll often go for those things that just evoke a different feeling, a sense of awe, something just a bit different. And this is very much an example of that, because the moss doesn't just extend on the floor, it also extends to the branches of the trees which overhang this area and produces this wonderland. So what I'm doing to try and capture this in a photograph is I'm trying to make the most of the little light that I have. So I'm trying to slightly underexpose the background of the photograph so it appears darker, so your eye stops at this lighter green area of the area. And in doing so, just highlights this burst of light that suddenly pops through the trees. I'm also trying to bring out the richness of the green colour as well by adding quite a bit of contrast to the photograph. It really is magical. It isn't just the wider aspects of this wonderful landscape that catch my eye when I'm out and about with my camera. It's also the little details that people would just normally walk past and not think twice about. And I've just come across one of those details now. It's a similar sort of landscape to what we've just been in, but here we've just got this linear path, which is the typical pine needles, that brownish, yellowish, red colour underfoot, but yet it's surrounded by moss on either side, so it's like this channel going through the woodland. And all around the bases of the trees here, it's just like little miniature hillocks of moss growing up at the bottom of each of the trees. And by getting down low to almost being parallel with the bottom of the tree trunks and layering these levels of colour and contrast can produce a really interesting, intricate shot. And what I've done with this one is I've used what is known in the photography business as a shallow depth of field. So the background and foreground of the photograph fall out of focus, which really makes the subject pop when it's in focus at the centre of the picture. I've made it to an area of Knorrid Edge which is known as Hunter's Stones. The trees here are a lot younger. They're not as tall by quite a long way, and there's a lot more undergrowth. We've got the iconic bracken and also the moss and ferns growing out of the top of the rocks that are dotted around this area, hence the name Hunter's Stones. The tone has changed as well. Because it's lighter, there's a lot more greens rather than the browns of the denser woodland. It's not necessarily somewhere that I would take a photograph, because ideally for a photograph you need a focal point, something that stands out in the image. And a lot of the trees are very samey here and overlap one another in similar tones and colours. So it wouldn't necessarily make a good photograph, even though it is very pleasing to the eye. As I've been wandering around the wood, that wonderful coniferous smell that you get, that almost smell of Christmas trees, which is quite fitting as Christmas is only a few weeks away as I record this. All I need is some cinnamon and some mixed spice in the other hand to really top that Christmas aroma off. It's still so wonderfully peaceful. And again, you just feel like you're the only person in the world. When I'm out and about in places like this, I'll often look out for what I call compositional aids. Things that just lead people through a photograph. And a great way of doing that is having lines that pull people in. These can be lines of pathways, which we've obviously got quite a lot of here at Norridge. They could be what I call visual stepping stones, so trees disappearing off into the distance, actual stones, or they could even be things like sheep in a field. Or it just could be a corridor of light or a disappearing vantage point that channels your eye. I've seen quite a few of these as I've been wandering round, and I'll try and get a few examples of them as well with my camera. Because at this time of the day when I'm recording this audio walk, it's known as golden hour, which is traditionally in photography the hour before sun sets, where you get supposedly the best light. And the way that these trees provide lots of shadow and different aspects of contrast can really help channel your eye just by carefully positioning the light in the photograph's frame. Of course, vast areas of coniferous forest like this have a purpose, and that is to supply wood to wider industry. So whenever you come to a forest like this, you will often see signs up that say forestry work in action or something like that. And I've just hit an area of the forest now. No signage, but you can definitely see that the wood has been decimated in this short area. Of course, in a place like this, they will replenish the trees that they've cut down, often by planting more than they've taken out. But even so, it can look like a scene of devastation when you just suddenly come across it, like we've just done here. The light is quickly starting to fade, so I think it's about time that we turned round and headed back to where we started. It really has been a fantastic outing, not just for photography purposes, but just to share the atmosphere of this wonderful place with you. If you're not a photographer, then I hope you enjoyed the descriptions of what we were encountering along the way. And if you are a photographer or you'd like to get started in photography, then hopefully some of the tips that I shared with you will be useful for you going forward. As I said, this place is so atmospheric, it was always going to put my descriptive skills to the test. But hopefully I've just been able to touch on the majesty of what is the forest here at Norridge. Thank you very much for listening. Until next time, stay well, stay safe, and keep snapping.